Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Every day, millions of our children ride to school, an experience that for many in this country is quintessential, is a quintessential part of being a kid in America. But traditional school buses that transport our children rely on internal combustion engines that emit pollution in the air.
On Wednesday, Michael Regan, administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, announced a $1 billion investment for electric school buses across the U.S., part of the bipartisan infrastructure law, designed to aid school districts with the transition to low or zero emission vehicles. Regan was joined by local elected officials in Seattle, along with Vice President Kamala Harris, who sees electric school buses as a victory in the battle against climate change and promising for growing the job market.
We know that domestic manufacturing means that we can create jobs right here in the United States. And that by creating these jobs, because we are creating a new industry, we must also then think about what the jobs require, which is highly skilled labor.
Rishi Sunak has succeeded Liz Truss as British Prime Minister. He acknowledged his predecessor, saying while she began the job with good intentions, mistakes occurred. He spoke about some of the issues currently plaguing the UK.
Right now, our country is facing a profound economic crisis. The aftermath of COVID still lingers. Putin's war in Ukraine has destabilized energy markets and supply chains the world over.
During the Florida governor's debate, things were heated between Democratic opponent Charlie Crist and incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. Crist alluded numerous times that DeSantis might not serve a full term as governor, eyeing a run for president in 2024 instead.
We have a housing crisis in our state. Good luck buying a home, good luck renting an apartment. And it's because Governor DeSantis has taken his eye off the ball. He's focused on running for president in 2024, and as a result, we have lost things in our state budget, specifically a housing trust fund that has hundreds of millions of dollars that he, along with the legislature, have cut. I would restore it.
DeSantis skirted the issue and made his intentions for a second term clear.
Well, listen, I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
Finally, a Fulton County, Georgia judge ordered Mark Meadows, former White House chief of staff, to testify in the investigation of whether former President Donald Trump illegally tried to influence the state's 2020 election. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.